Chapter 3, In Action. So, in action has been included in this textbook because it's the most common form of dispute resolution. Often here, a party who perceives that he or she has suffered a wrong will balance the time and expenses needed to pursue redress for the wrong and the probability of success against what could ultimately be gained if the wrong were or is redressed. As a result, the aggrieved party decides to take no action and simply moves on with his or her own life. Here, often the best advice that the aggrieved party could perceive is to take no action. In this chapter, we'll divide the inaction into inaction between the aggrieved party and inaction by the party who caused the grievance. So here, chapter 3 begins with a number of situations where inaction is by the aggrieved party. Now let's look at example 3-1, actually also 3-2. But here, 3-1 deals with a situation where only the aggrieved party knows of the grievance and choose to walk away. In example 3-1, it involves a broken engagement where the former girlfriend kept the engagement ring and her former fiancé does not ask her to return it. It makes you wonder, what is the fiancé's motive? So here, moving on to example 3-2, here it concerns two friends who had dinner at an expensive restaurant, and one who borrowed $30 from the other to pay for her share of the bill. Where there was no subsequent effort to repay, the lender chose not to press her claim. Question here is, what motives does the lender consider to take no action? Could be to preserve the friendship, or perhaps money was owed prior, Now, problem 3-1, here you're asked to develop another illustration where one party decides not to pursue a grievance and merely walks away. The example also includes paying a small charge for a telephone call that was made. How about not returning a product that does not properly work properly? Not saying something to someone who butted in front of the queue online, or not challenging someone who demonstrates road rage. That fella, that girl who yells at you, beeping the horn, and you simply decided not to pay them any mind. What is the motive?